Mark tells us that when the angel announced to the women that Jesus had risen, they fled in fear and confusion, and they initially didn't tell anyone. From the other Gospels, we know that there was one exception, Mary Magdalene. She went and told the disciples, and then followed Peter and John back to the empty tomb. When they left, she stayed behind, and that's when Jesus appeared to her.
When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons.
Mary Magdalene had gone to the tomb with the other women and discovered it open. She had heard the message of the angel, telling them that Jesus had risen. And after she and the women had fled in terror, she had returned again with Peter and John. In fact, she was the only one of the women who returned. But then, when Peter and John went back to the upper room, Mary lingered outside the tomb, crying. The tomb was very close to where the cross still stood. In the New Testament, the crucifixion and the resurrection are referred to as one and the same event, called the cross. It's important to linger at the cross. It's because she lingered at the cross that Mary had the most amazing and transforming experience of her life. I really recommend that you read what happened when Jesus appeared to her in the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Mark highlights that the first person to whom the risen Lord appeared was Mary Magdalene, a great sinner. And it's still true. The first to see Jesus are usually the greatest sinners. That's because it's the ones who understand how great their need is, who best appreciate how great a Savior Jesus is. Today, in humility, confess your sin and your need of His justifying grace, and you will see Jesus.